Here's midfielder Atiba Hutchinson. Atiba, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Good of you to join us. So, has it been fun trying to get to sleep down there?
Well, the thing is, we got here around 7:30. We came in to eat dinner, and pretty much right from then, they were outside the hotel trying to, you know, make a lot of noise and everything, playing the drums and that. But it didn't go on for too long. By the time everybody was ready to rest, it was pretty much okay. They left the area by about 9 o'clock, 9:30. So it wasn't that bad, and they made a lot of noise, but that was it. It was over pretty quickly.
Man, I would have thought they had better stand power. They're supposed to be the fanatical, you know, fanatical Central American supporters. Have you been through this before, Atiba? Have you been in a situation like this before?
We had a little bit of that in Honduras. We were in, it was a pretty hostile place, and they made a lot of noise outside, as far as I can remember. But it wasn't too bad. I mean, we were able to sleep at night. Well, yesterday was 2 days before the game, and obviously today's the day before the game. So hopefully it won't continue or they won't come back today. So far it's been pretty quiet, so we'll hope it stays that way.
If there's a knock on your door and somebody says it's room service, don't open it, okay? Because I'm thinking that would be bad.
I will definitely not.
Especially if you didn't order anything.
Exactly.
I assume you guys worked out today at the stadium?
It was about an hour on the pitch, a sharp session, get our legs going because of the, you know, we had a 5-hour flight yesterday, and just to get a, you know, good movements on the pitch and working together, a little bit of defensive shape. It was a good session for us.
Now, I understand and I know that there's a wide variety of the kinds of pitches that you guys might play on. How would you categorize the facility in Panama City?
Actually, it's a lot better than pretty much most of us expected.
Really?
It was a flat surface. It was really smooth. Not really bumpy at all. It's probably one of the better pitches we could play on in CONCACAF, to be honest.
Do you know what the stadium seats? How big is it?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I don't know exactly what it seats. Probably 45,000 or something like that. 40,000, 45,000. That's just a guess.
Yeah.
Terms of managing emotions in this game, Atiba? The match in Toronto was chippy in parts. There was some a little bit of embellishment at times. Some of your guys on your bench hit the ball for a little bit. That seemed to upset the Panamanians. This one figures to be pretty charged. You'll be in a situation where officials might be intimidated by the crowd, and you got to kind of keep your heads together. What are you guys talking about in terms of dealing with the emotion and the environment and possibly with the officiating in this match?
I mean, we've been in this position so many times before, you know, we've never really had an easy game going away from Canada, especially coming to the Central American countries. We just have to, you know, be sure to keep our cool, not really lose our heads at any point in the game. Sometimes you don't get the best refereeing. I think for us, it's been getting a little bit better over the last couple of games that we've played. I hope it can continue that way. But the most important is that we stick together as a team, focus on the task that we have, and hopefully we can go out and, you know, set up shop and get a good result in Panama.
What did you learn about this Panamanian team that you will take into this second game?
They have a good team, they've got, some good players that can, individually hurt you. But for us, we have to just make sure we're composed, we're organized as a team, we work hard for each other. But we know it's going to be a tough game over here in Panama. It might be a little bit different. We might have to defend a little bit more. So, yeah, hopefully, everything will come into place and we can get a good result.
Now, I'm just guessing, Atiba, that they're not going to let you take the quick free kick again. I have a feeling they may have prepared for it this time. What do you think?
I think they'll be a little bit more prepared for this time. Doesn't matter where on the pitch it is, they'll probably get someone in front of the ball.
When's the last time you practiced that?
It's never been practiced. Just was one quick little instinct that I had. So, yeah, it worked out well.
Well, no kidding. Good for you. Listen, try and get some sleep tonight. Ignore the rabble-rousers, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. Best of luck against Panama in the second game.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Atiba Hutchinson from Panama City, Panama, where Canada will play tomorrow night.